October 23rd, 1938. Even with great frugality, I am barely making enough to be able to pay for my room, food, and daily expenses, bus, postage, etc. Stockholm is terribly expensive, and I better not even think about what would happen to me if I were to get sick. Say, would it be possible for you to send me my thermometer? I am missing all these small odds and ends, and I simply do not want to buy anything unnecessary. Fanadorm, for example, can only be purchased with a prescription.
Max von Lauer, October 23, 1938. If at a young age you had an idea of what your life was going to look like when you're 60, I'm sure you imagined it very differently. You surely didn't envision Stockholm. The destinies of scholars, who in the past were not unjustly seen as boring, have now become interesting, whether the bearers of these destinies like it or not. And justice is just as rare as it is in the rest of the world. Mrs. Curie was celebrated to the point of tastelessness by the Americans after the World War, and to a large extent because of the war and its end. And you had to flee to Sweden. But you should be glad you finally made it. I have written it before, and I repeat it here. Many envy you for it. As it's been looking like war is coming in the last days of September, I said to Hahn, now we should be so happy that Lise Meitner is gone. At least she will not get into trouble. And the danger of war isn't even the worst. It may be that it isn't easy to settle in Stockholm, but consider that you've already been suffering here for 5.5 years. Today it is worse than ever. People have been getting really cocky since they have cornered the Czechs. Well, this does not concern you anymore. Be happy about that. And then I also wish that you can get back to work and will continue to be so beautifully successful as you were here until the end. You perhaps do look back on your life on your 60th birthday, and you can do so with pride. Keep your head up.
Meanwhile, radio physics had advanced to nuclear physics and had become a separate branch. In the 1930s, new discoveries continued, the most important of which was, without a doubt, that of the neutron in 1932 by James Chadwick. Yet, the more quickly physics approached a new era, the more it found itself affected by political developments. In Germany, Hitler was made chancellor following the elections of January 1933. From the start, the Nazi regime made no secret of its intentions to remove unwanted and, above all, Jewish scientists from universities and other scientific organizations. Some scientists, such as Albert Einstein, immediately left of their own accord. They knew what the future had in store. However, most of them, because their attachment to their homeland, friends, and families was too great, left only once they were forced to resign their posts and emigrate for racial reasons. Lise Meitner was also directly affected, as she immediately lost her professorship at the university. However, as an Austrian citizen, she was not completely subject to German legislation, and could at least continue her research at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Within these protective walls, she approached her old colleague and friend, Otto Hahn, in 1934 with a promising series of experiments. The Italian physicist Enrico Fermi had recently succeeded in using neutrons as projectiles for the bombardment of heavy...